This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Airlines have reduced their domestic flights by 11,475 between 2011 and 2015. Texas airports are up, along with Hawaii and Central Florida. Midwest is way down, especially Cleveland, Milwaukee, and even Memphis. The EEOC has ruled that workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation is illegal under federal law. A cheating website called Ashley Madison, encouraging married couples to have affairs, was hacked, and millions of the cheaters have their personal information now somewhere on the internet. Population of the western states has grown from 35 million in 1970 to 72 million in 2010, a doubling in 40 years. Republican-controlled U.S. Senate committee voted to get rid of the U.S. travel ban to Cuba. The Labour Party in Britain, having suffered huge defeats in the spring elections, is mired in debate on whether or not to move left or more to the center. In Berkeley, California, an ordinance has been promoted to reduce radiation in phones. House of Representatives voted to withhold some federal funding from sanctuary cities that shield immigrants from federal officials. Unions are projecting that the next cities to move in the direction of $15 per hour are Atlanta, Tampa, or Vegas. 86% of the sellers on Etsy, the popular handicraft site for women, are women. Cutbacks to the public pension funds in Chicago were ruled unconstitutional in that state, exacerbating their funding crisis. Top 10 metro areas by net domestic migration from 2010 to 2014 are Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, Phoenix, Denver, San Antonio, Charlotte, Atlanta, Tampa-St. Pete, and Orlando, all in the Sun Belt, most in the South. EU antitrust folks filed formal charges against six major U.S. film studios as well as pay TV broadcaster Sky UK over alleged illegal licensing deals, mostly for geo-blocking, where access is restricted by territory. The IMF's advice to Eurozone countries on Greece was either start making income transfers from rich countries to poor countries, or delay payment until 2053, or waive the debt. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.